162 overall. Today we're going to be ranking Eastern Cincinnati Conference gymnasiums. This is more of a local episode for those of our fans here in the Loveland, Greater Cincinnati area. Probably the second best public school conference in the area, but it's the conference that we play in, so we have attended all of the gyms and have played on all the courts, so we can, I believe we can make a just assessment of each gym individually. So, Aaron, any first thoughts before we begin? You are on mute, sir.
I have actually not attended all these gyms. You missed my joke earlier when I mentioned our large international audience that's not going to understand these references. But I haven't been to Winton Woods or Kings. So I'm not going to be able to give those great ratings. But, I mean, if you want to throw in, like, let's see, where Tawanda, that's probably up there. You know, you got, what was that one? Oh, Wyoming. I kind of like that one.
Like Wyoming with
underrated one.
With no stands on the one side of the gym.
I felt like I was in like a movie. It was just like, you know, like an old building. Mm-hmm. You know, you walking out in the snow.
How about Bethel Tate? Did you enjoy that one?
That was the JV team, right?
Yes.
That one was decent. We played that one scrimmage in the place where we were in like their storage locker for our halftime speech.
Oh, Georgetown this summer.
Yeah. Not a big fan of that one.
You didn't like Georgetown?
Not particularly.
Okay. We'll see. Where else did we go? Well, this year we are not going to Turpin, as the schedule has been released. We will not host Lebanon. We will not go to Turpin this year. So
wait, why are we not going to Turpin? Do we only play like 14 games or something?
We play 16. A true home and home would be 18. So you don't host one team, you don't go to one team.
Wow.
Turpin is pretty high on my list, so I will miss that trip, although it's a tough environment to play at. So let's get underway, Aaron, with your the worst gym in the ECC.
Well, the problem is I haven't been to Winton Woods or Kings. So my 9th and 10th, I have Kings and Winton Woods. Basically just didn't even get to qualify for my list.
Okay. 10 for me, even though I have been to Kings to watch a game, and Winton Woods I have seen. Actually, I've been there for a training before, but it was a while ago. I don't remember much of it. Little Miami comes 10th for me. Very dark. The floor is very slippery. It's only like 10 rows of bleachers. Very like not very steep. It seems very small. And
backboards doesn't have any padding on it.
Yeah, that game broke our 12 game winning streak. I believe they adjusted the rims in their favor as they freeze against us that game. Quite unfortunate.
I mean, they have the best home court advantage of any team. So, I mean, I'd give them something.
Yeah, but overall, I don't think it's a great atmosphere to watch a varsity basketball game, considering there's one light in the entire gym.
True. We also had to go into the cafeteria for our
cafeteria block
to talk for halftime. No, we had to go like in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. The locker room is like the complete opposite side of the school.
Yeah.
And then halftime was like 5 minutes. We went in the cafeteria right outside, and after we walked, we had to walk like a mile across the school to get back to the locker room.
Yeah.
One we didn't mention was a Northwest whose locker room is under the school.
And yes.
January, like the showers were going. It was like freezing cold.
Yeah.
I think Northwest rims were too big because like every shot normally was going in. Like. Drew was raining threes, so that's an interesting one too. But well, Miami's 10th for me, and then since you've done 9 and 10, I will put Kings at 9. The court hasn't been renovated recently. The bleachers are a dark brown shade. I believe there's a very small balcony. It's kind of similar to Loveland, but just more dilapidated. That's your vocab term of the day.
No, mending word.
Yep. So Kings is 9.
All right. I'll give you my eighth then. It's Little Miami. We did play there. That we could have an whole episode about what occurred in that game. Coach Glein made the promise the day before that everyone was going to get to play this game. So Zach and Kitts end up playing the whole second quarter. And then in the end, Diego and I did
38 points in the first half.
Diego and I didn't even get a play in the end. And then we started having like intentional foul. They could not miss a three.
Julius got teed up. Nick got teed up.
Yes. Wait, what? I remember Julius. Oh, Nick had the intentional foul.
They got technical free throws because of it.
True. Yeah, that was rough. But we had some excuses after that game. They did not miss a three pretty much the whole game. So
there was I'm not sure if it was a slur of sort, a racial slur of sorts, but their JV team was yelling at Julius all throughout the game.
So yeah, he was pretty heated.
That was odd. Yeah, very, very weird. Very weird February.
They only won like five games the whole year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Cook Lyman the promise. We didn't even scout them because we didn't know they. We scouted. We had Winton Woods the next day, and we just spent our whole time scouting them. And Winton Woods was terrible.
They and brought, that game ended up. I actually like played like 3 minutes in that game.
They brought five dudes. Didn't score. I think.
Yeah.
It was like 12-12 at halftime. They put up 30 in the third quarter.
They had one kid wearing like a different jersey, like for the varsity team or something.
Yeah, it was weird. Weird game. But that brings me to my number eight. Is Winton Woods. It's very similar to a CPS gym like Woodrow. Well, not Woodrow. Withrow and Woodward. It's just like two portable bleachers that are like very tall but not very wide. Another very dark gym with an out-of-date floor. I don't know much about the backboards or space behind them. Again, this is probably my least experience, the least gym I've had the least experience in, so that's why it falls at eight for me.
I mean, I don't know about you, but we played at Withrow in middle school. That I actually really like that gym. They have like a
Withrow's gym is nice. I'm saying the bleachers that
we okay.
Similar to Withrow's.
I mean, they also like live in like a cathedral for high school. So
that's a very nice school. I really like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think it's also on like the National Register for Historic Places. It's like one of the most like historic public schools in the country or something like that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Coolest floor design with the like they have the school out like
no they have like yeah like almost like the skyline on the side. Mm-hmm. yeah
silhouette. The only issue is in middle school they don't bring out both sides. There's a ton of dead space behind the benches.
Yeah
there. But for a varsity game it looks like a very cool environment.
Yeah, so we played the playoffs there. I think it must have been eighth grade, right?
Yes, that was.
All right, number seven, I have Walnut Hills. This school also outside looks pretty cool. You walk in. I remember they had like these like temperature checkers that kids that go to school there have to use. And they actually have like bleachers behind the basket, which not very many schools do. West Claremont does, and I can't remember if any Lebanon has on one side. So Walnut does, but it's kind of weird. It's like tucked back there. Almost in like a crevice, and the cheerleaders were there. I didn't think it was the best environment. I have it at seven.
Yeah, Walnut Hills is higher for me, so I'll get to that later. You're right. They do have bleachers behind one of the backboards, but aside from that, they've got about three rows on each side, and that's it. Seven for me is Loveland.
Okay.
At our school, I think it's a fairly good gym. The temperature, you never know what you're going to get. Some days it is burning hot. It's like a sauna. And other days it is freezing cold. In my opinion, we have the worst rims in the league by far. I possibly the reason why we never score any points.
okay.
I don't think we've got new bleachers in the past 25 years since we made the school. It looks like there's like gunshots and bombs that like went through the bleachers. It's like this very tan shade of brown and it has holes in them. I think our balcony is actually one of the most unique in the conference, which I like. The floor is fairly new. The design is kind of wacky. But I think if our gym had seats behind at least one of the baskets, it would be probably top three in the league.
I think you're kind of underselling it. I mean, we have a poster with our fight song lyrics on the wall, which gives us automatic points.
I think we're the only league that has that.
That's what I'm saying. Also, no one else has that like balcony above the top, so that's cool. Our rims are kind of bad, but I mean that just makes us better shooters because we have to get used to bad rims, and then we go to other schools and are automatically have an advantage there. So
one thing that would make Loveland the best in the league, if we pass a levy and get fire on the back.
Bro, I've been saying this for at least like 12 months, maybe like nine. pyrotechnic display. I mean,
the problem is now we got
we're going in the opposite direction, and Mr. Reed won't even let us turn the lights off. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if that was completely his decision, but the point is, no more player introductions with the spotlight, which is very disappointing. We also, there used to be like smoke coming out too. So,
yeah, last year they also, for freshman games, I understand it's a freshman game, but they messed up the home team's intro. They didn't even have a starting lineup right.
No, they played like the Bulls intro music.
They played a Bulls intro. And then, like, one game last year, they announced like Kitts was starting and Jewel was starting, even though it was like APR and Jack, which was odd. So, I think our school could use a renovation from the 80-year-olds, possibly down to 65-year-olds.
Pre-game music, also, I mean. Yeah,
we have Africa by Toto and Butterfly Effect. The only songs, they just go on repeat the entire warm-up.
True. We do have those. We recently got one of those, like, sticky things that you can put your shoes on when you check in.
I think yes, a recent innovation to Loveland.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty important. I have Loveland a lot higher, though, so we can maybe talk more in a minute. Do I need to give my six now?
Six, yes.
All right, six, I have Milford. Milford is definitely worse than Loveland. I don't know. They don't have anything, like, cool there. It's big, I guess, but there's not, like, anything special.
Yeah, I got Milford very soon. Number six, I have Anderson. It's interesting. They don't really have – it's a big gym, but they don't have that much seating. There's, like, a lot of dead space around the court. There's, like – enough, there's not enough room behind the backboard to put seats, but there's like enough room there for it to seem awkward that there's like that much space. I mean, like,
yeah,
the pads are so far behind the backboard, you're never going to run into them. And then like the bleachers, there's probably only like 15 rows on each side. The student section is very close to the court, which is it's I've been there two or three times. It's actually a very interesting atmosphere. It's a hard place to play in the league, even when they aren't very good. It's just not that good of a gym. The rims are all right. They might have the best scoreboard in the league. It's one of the biggest, even though it's not even like a jumbotron, it's just not on the side on the wall, but it's a weird gym. It's bottom half for sure.
You know, Loveland should really invest in getting a jumbotron. Another school we didn't mention.
We had one that hung from the ceiling, but we got rid of
what?
It.
What? Where it's, was I?
The scoreboard in the back gym. It hung down from the ceiling, and there was – it was on both sides. There was like –
When did this get taken down?
Like 2016, I think.
It dang. Got taken down. I mean, another school we didn't mention, CHCA. I think they have a cool – score display, but that's about the only thing going for them.
It's a big iPad is what they have. It's
true.
They project onto. But, yeah, that's interesting. You can't leave out that they've got, like, two Bible verses on the wall that you
– true. No, they have, like, a huge, like, eagle holding, like, a volleyball slash basketball.
Half volleyball, half basketball. That's right.
Yeah. All right, number five, I have Anderson. Anderson's the one who's, like, going through a renovation. They're, like, the Raptors now, right?
That's true. They have the Raptors.
So they have all this, like – I forget what they – what were they, like, Indians or Red Hawks or –
they were the Redskins, but they wore orange. Which
Redskins, yeah. And their whole school is, like, plastered with, like, six different variations of the logo. I can't imagine their levy they're going to need to completely change everything. I'd say they're pretty even with Milford, though. I didn't really think there's anything special about them. But I actually – that was an interesting game we played there. That was a fun game.
Yeah, so number five, we got Milford. So we just switched those, and I agree it was very close. Milford's interesting though. They got a new AD a couple years ago. He's done a lot like to renovate it. They got new bleachers, and Milford's really weird. One side the bleachers are really steep, and there's a ton of rows, and then the other side, there's not a lot of rows, and it's not very steep. So it's like an optical illusion when you're on the court versus in the stands. It's a very different feel. From being a player and a spectator there. But there's nothing special about it. It's not a great atmosphere. The student section is average. I guess I like the lighting. It's not too dark, not too bright. It's kind of focused towards the court like an NBA arena is instead of illuminating the whole gym. But there's no balcony. It's an average. It's probably your typical average high school gym.
I'm trying to remember. did any of these or gyms, I guess, did we have to sit on the bleachers? Because I feel like there was one gym where we had to sit on the front row of the bleachers. It might have been Little Miami, but I can't remember.
Little Miami had seats.
Okay. Then maybe it wasn't any of them, but
it might have been Lebanon.
That's what I'm thinking.
It was Lebanon. No, yeah. Lebanon had like six chairs out. So there were like four people that could sit on the bleachers with, because Glyme and Cameron had seats. And then like everybody else had to sit in the first row of the bleachers.
Yeah. I was trying to remember what it was. I thought it was Anderson for a second. Yeah,
like, Lebanon's got a tunnel to their locker room.
Yeah.
But right next to the like the side of the court. So there's only like so much room for chairs.
All right. Well, I'll give my number four then. I have Turpin. I think this is a nice gym. They have this kind of like, I don't know, rotating or like another layer kind of all around. But a lot of it just seems kind of old. Like the seats seems old. The gym just kind of seems old overall. But it's kind of cool to play in. There's, yeah, just that. I think their most interesting feature there is just that kind of walkway above this stadium.
Which the away locker room is upstairs too. You have to go up to the balcony to get to the locker room. I got Turpin pretty high. I like their student. I guess Turpin's the only gym in the league you can make a case that has three levels, because their student section's like three rows next to the court. Then they've got their like normal bowl of seats, and then they've also got a balcony on the top. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
My number four is Walnut Hills. We've never played a game there with fans because at the time no fans were allowed. So when they had their bleachers behind the basket pulled up, so they just took a hole in the wall and put bleachers there,
which yeah,
looks kind of weird. But probably have the best student section in the league for basketball games when they're there. But there's it's really tight on the side for teams. I mean, it's the bench and then
yeah, there's like no sideline bleachers. It doesn't go very high, so
the referees are always terrible there. The court probably hasn't been updated in 25 years.
Wear Lakers uniforms.
Also, you look up, it's like there's like the windows on the ceiling with like air vents. I don't know if you remember that. Like
I didn't remember that.
Like hear the rain hitting the glass above the above the court. It was interesting.
That was a feature of Talawanda's gym. I think Talawanda was the coolest gym we played in all year. That place was awesome.
Anybody listening, all seven people, if any of you've been to a Hinkle Fieldhouse at Butler, it's very similar, where like you've got your two sides of bleachers, and then like you've got this like area where no one can go. It's like air vents and other stuff, and you got like these like stained glass windows that are tinted. Like you can kind of see out, but like no light's able to get in, so it doesn't really affect the game. It's a cool place to play.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of cool places. I think my three was pretty clear, though, or really my top two. I don't see how you can have anyone above them. But number three, I actually have Loveland, because I think Loveland's better than, like, Turpin, Anderson, Milford, Walnut. I think we actually have a really cool gym. It's really big. It's really wide. Our locker room is accessible. The back gym was pretty bad, but it's been improved. I'm not sure if that really adds to it at all, adds to the ranking, but I don't have any major issues with it. I think that it's just a lot better overall than some of these other.
Mm-hmm. One more thing I wanted to add about Walnut. I like the locker room. Actually, we didn't go in the locker room there, did we? No, we went.
And we were like behind the seats.
We went downstairs though, like after the game. No, I went to the training room there, which was like, it was probably the coolest training room anywhere in the conference. Huh. Conference I've been in, so that's just something I wanted to add. Actually, my top three were pretty clear too. Number three for me is West Claremont.
Oh,
which one of West Claremont and Lebanon are the only two with seating on all four sides. But West Claremont, it's a lot like Walnut Hills, where the two sections behind the backboard are just like cut out of the wall. Cool scoreboard. It's a new school, so it's like the bad thing there are the locker rooms. You have to, when you enter the school, you have to enter like you're a fan and then go all the way around the court to get to the visitors locker room. But aside from that, it's a pretty nice place to play. Watching a game is fun too. I think it definitely deserves to be top three.
I don't know how you have Turpin above West Clermont. West Clermont is, that one's really cool. Like when you're on the court too, you have the seats going in all directions. It's like tall too. Sitting on the sides, it's not even bad. I remember they have the flag painted on the wall, which is kind of random, but I thought that was cool. They also have like the tiger like painted on the sides of our walls. West Clermont has like something painted on theirs. It might be
a close up of like a wolf
eyes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I just thought that one was like really, really cool. I didn't really have any negatives about it. I can't remember the locker room. I do remember you have to walk in kind of with like that one small entryway though. And you kind of have to walk through the whole cafeteria, but the rest of their school is really cool too. So I have it as a clear number two.
All right. So my number two then is Turpin. You just said your number two is West Clermont. So I guess you have this number one, which we'll talk about in a minute, but Turpin for me, like I mentioned, there's kind of three levels of bleachers. Nobody showed up to the freshman game, which is weird, but highlights from when varsity's played there. It's an interesting atmosphere. A bunch of coaches around the league call it like Cameron Indoor Stadium, which is where Duke plays. It's very tight and it gets very loud. I just thought playing like on that court, it just felt, aside from Lebanon, it felt the most like I was playing in like a college or NBA arena, just because like how tall it is. There aren't a ton of seats there, actually, but the lighting, again, is very focused on the court. I think it's cool how the balcony, like, goes up, like, right next to the backboard. You remember when you're warming up, you can go, like, you can be completely under the balcony?
Yes. There's, like, a lid. Yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was cool. I think overall it's interesting. It's probably the wackiest design, and for some reason it ends up working.
Was this one of the ones you had to go downstairs for the locker room?
You went off the court, down the flight of stairs, and then way up to like the upper balcony.
Huh. All right.
It was weird.
Well, I think
another thing about Anderson's locker room, Anderson, which was like six for me and fifth for you. The teams have to cross paths to get to their locker room.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's on the opposite side.
I was with JV, and it was Anderson's first loss all year to any team. And Loveland was made up of like three guys from JV, three from freshmen, and like two juniors from varsity playing down. And we beat them on the road, and it was like chippy the entire game. And you have to go through the parent, like the people coming in to watch the varsity game. And then you go down a flight of stairs and you cross paths to get to the locker room. And there was almost a fight that broke out because you had to cross paths. So that was a weird setup too. I just wanted to add that.
I'm pretty sure that was the game Kathy forgot his shoes, right?
That was, yes.
Yeah, that was kind of a random idea I had. Also, some schools, the away team has to go to the girls' locker room. You don't have to at Loveland, do you?
No, we have a...
Yeah.
I've never been in our away locker room. I know we have one, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think our number one is pretty clear. I have Lebanon here. They just have everything that's really nice. They have probably the best court of anyone. I remember all their balls were really nice when we were shooting around. Loveland, like half of ours are like flat or have no grip. Everything just seems new. They did like run out of chairs or something, and it's kind of narrow to get to the locker room, but they have the balcony. They have their court is really cool with their design, like the arrow and stuff. I think everything there was really nice.
Yeah, so they have the parquet floor, very similar to the Celtics. They actually have a tunnel to the locker room, and I think it's a like a basketball-specific away locker room, where most places we go, we're in like the football locker room or the football away locker room, so it's huge. Except for Turpin, which had the smallest away locker room ever.
Yes.
But Lebanon, they've got like the student section is like, it's again cut out of the wall, but it's behind. I think it's them and Walnut are the only student sections behind the backboard, which is cool. And then they've got like a horseshoe where it's like, it's just like continued. And then behind one backboard, it goes like, it's like glass doors. You can see into the school, which in like, it looks like a mall. I think it's probably their cafeteria, but it's so clean and the glass is so clean. Like it's just, it feels like you're like, in an actual arena based, it's pretty much just like a real bowl, and you're just like in the middle of it down there on the court. It's you're right. The basketballs were nice. Watching a game there too, we got blown out. It was loud. The referees were good there. I just like the overall experience. Lebanon was a clear number one for me.
Yeah, everything was really nice. I was just thinking of like other schools we played in. I think that was one of the best we played in all year. We had a scrimmage. Like, I think it must have been the first scrimmage of the year. We played some green team. They had a really nice locker room and like a tunnel and everything too. Forget who it was though, but
it was Harrison. That was a real game.
Harrison. Oh, that was a real game.
That's a big gym.
Yeah, that one's really nice.
It's actually, if you play there, their gym is separate from their school, and you walk through a sky bridge that they have it like at the skyscraper, which is really cool.
Yeah.
They've got like upper balcony. They've got complete like four side, nothing like carved out of the wall.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Except the problem is no one cares about basketball there, so no one goes to the game. So it feels like really empty, which is the only issue there. But yeah, it's a pretty cool gym.
Yep.
So let's see. This year, we can update this list as this year we are going to Aiken, which is I think one of the smallest gyms in the city.
They're like downtown Cincinnati, right?
It's like Western. It's like a West End downtown.
Oh, okay. All right.
The new FCC stadium. We go to Western Brown, which is way out in the sticks. Don't know anything about their gym. We go to Mason, which is actually, they play at their middle school, but I've heard it's a very nice gym. It's similar to Harrison, four sides all around. Wow. I think from a capacity standpoint, I think it's the second biggest in the city behind Middletown, which is nice. So those are three we're going to this year that we can add to this list come next season.
Yep.
All right, that's all we got for today. If you want to have some more IRL-type episodes, let us know in the comment section below. Click subscribe, ring the bell. We appreciate the support, and use our code to get 25% off SeatGeek. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.